Why? Because we love them. And why do we love them? We love them because Jesus first loved us. Now, James is all right, man. He's all right. He's okay. So anyways, I hope everyone's doing well. If you want to, you can turn to Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9 and verse 6 is the verse that we were on last week. We're going to be on it again this week. And Lord willing, we'll be on it not next week, but the following week as well. So what we have here with this verse is we have a prophecy about the Messiah hundreds of years before the Messiah was born. And it is awesome. You guys like Isaiah? Anybody like Isaiah the prophet? This, you want to get into some awesome Bible study time? Read the book of Isaiah. It is so thick with prophecies about the first and second advent. It's just an amazing book. It was one of my father's favorite books, and I really, really enjoy it myself. Read it this week, man. It is super cool. So Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, what we want to talk about this morning is literally letting the Lord be the Lord of our lives. Does that sound like a good idea, guys? I think that's what we signed up for, right? He's supposed to rule and reign in our hearts, you know? He's washed away all our sins, and it's only our reasonable service to give ourselves to him. Amen? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Can I get an amen this morning? Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing in this house, Lord. Your will be done with this service. Thank you that we will leave here refreshed, Lord, that we will leave here excited, Lord. Let us just be just, Lord God, thank you that we will just actually just enjoy this time of year and not be stressed out, Lord, but we will focus on you and your goodness, Lord, and the fact that we are saved people and that we are so blessed. Lord, let us cast all our cares aside. Let us put you first, Lord. Thank you that you are truly the Lord of our lives, and we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so last week we were talking about, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. So we have this precious gift that the Lord God has given us. And the beautiful thing is it's not just for the Hebrew. Isn't that some good news? It's not just for the North American. It's not just for the Native American. But it is for all people. That is wonderful. That is the best news you're going to hear all day. Amen. That a little baby was born in Bethlehem, was wrapped in swaddling clothes, and that baby is the Son of God, and that baby lived for 33 years on this planet and gave his life for me and for you. Amen. And you know what's really cool about that? Is he didn't just give his life, but he rose again on that third day. Amen. Aren't you glad that our Lord keeps his word? Amen. Guys, listen, we've got to get excited. And I know, man, some of you guys have had one crazy year, man. But it's okay. God is good. He's on the throne. Amen. And this is good stuff, man. This is simple stuff, but it's so simple that we just lay it by the wayside. You know, that we've known it for so long, but we don't let it sink in. You know what, ma'am? I'm a saved person. So I'm going to say that again, and I want you to fake like you're really excited about that. Now let's do it like we mean it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. So we have this big, bad sin problem. Amen? Bad news, man. Hey, you don't get to go to heaven if you're not perfect, and there ain't no perfect people in here. Amen? So that's a humongous problem. Amen? But for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Amen? God loves us so much that he knew the world was going to be in this mess. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, that wasn't no surprise to the Lord. You know, he wasn't pulling his hair out. He didn't slip off the throne. You know what I mean? It says that Jesus Christ was the lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. before this foundation was ever laid. Amen. Before there was ever one drop of water in the ocean, God knew what was going to happen. Amen. And His Son, He knew His Son was going to lay down His life for me and for you. Amen. So we are blessed people this morning. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Look right here. No, just hold where you're at. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I do want to read this right here. John 3 and verse 16. Anybody know this? Anybody ever memorize this? Everybody, this is Christianity. This is Christianity in a nutshell. This is the gospel in a nutshell. No. Everything's fine. But I am talking about John 3:16. I was wondering what that was about. Okay, so listen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Say it with me. For God so loved the world. Man, that's awesome. Because we're part of that. We're part of the world in a way. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we got that massive sin problem. But see, God loves us so much. And I want us to think about that, not just for the next few weeks, not just while we're in here, not just through Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but let's focus on that, man. From here on out, man, I am loved by God. You hear what I'm saying, Donnie? You are loved by God. Well, how much am I loved by God? I don't feel like I'm very special. Well, you're loved so much that He laid down His life. Amen? That is awesome, man. Give Him some praise this morning. Get riled up. For God so loved the world. That's the little baby in Africa. That's the little guy in Brazil digging through the trash heap looking for food. That's the Christian in North Korea. That's the Somalian that doesn't know where he's going to eat. That's the guy in Louisiana oil rig. That's you right there. That's everybody, man. He loves us all. Amen? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His only begotten Son that whoever believes in Him. Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? Think about it, man. Sin problem equals death, okay? That's our paycheck, death right there, eternal separation from our Lord and Savior. But God loves you so much, He said, I'm going to lay down my own life for you. Amen? And all you have to do is accept this precious gift. You can't be good enough. You're not going to be good enough. You're not cool enough. You don't have enough money in the bank. There ain't enough money in the world to pay for that. Amen. But the most precious thing was given. You hear what I'm saying? The most precious thing in the universe was given for the biggest need in the universe. And all you have to do is accept it. That's all we have to do. Amen. So we are blessed, man. I'm sorry if you don't have as much money as you think you deserve. I'm sorry if you got a flat tire. But listen, man, you're blessed. You are blessed. Amen. That He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, because that's what's going to happen to us. If you do not accept Jesus Christ, okay, and remember we've been talking about witnessing a lot over the last couple weeks, man. This is about as easy as it's going to get as far as witnessing about Jesus. This time of year, man. You know what I mean? You think about that. There are people in your life. There are people in your life that probably have not accepted Jesus Christ. I'm willing to bet, and I'm not a betting person, but I bet there's somebody at your work, somebody in your family, somebody in your sphere of influence that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Amen? And just because we're saved, man, we haven't been saved to sit on the bench. You know what I'm saying? Now let's get out there and let's spread the love of Jesus. Amen? Y'all with me? Amen. That whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Aren't you glad that you have that peace? You got that peace in your heart. If you're saved, you got that peace, man. You know, we don't have to worry about when we're going to die, how we're going to die. Raise your hands if you're going to die in your sleep when you're 110. Me and James. I hope we ain't in the same room. Oh, man. None of that stuff matters. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Because it's a win-win for the Christian. Amen. To be absent from this body means it's really going to be awesome. That's in the Bible, kind of. Okay. And Rick, you didn't do nothing wrong, my brother. James 3:16, we're about to hit it. It's all good. Okay, so today, that was just a little recap, man. There's a big sin problem. Amen. But that precious gift was given to all humanity, and it's there for the taking. Amen. And let me go ahead and say this. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, you need to do that today. Today. Today is the day of salvation. Well, I ain't good enough. I ain't perfect. No, 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 no. And all God's people said, no, 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 no. That sounded like the Middle Eastern people that are like, la, 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 la. I think so. But here's the skinny. Here's the deal. Get saved today if you have not done it. Amen. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's going to be awesome. Okay? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's awesome. That's awesome. Give him some praise. Jesus. See, what we have here, we're talking a little bit at this moment, we're talking about the return of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now see, when he came the first time, a lot of people missed out on the fact that the Messiah was there. A lot of people, did you know that? A lot of people didn't get it. And a lot of his followers, a lot of them, most of them, almost all of them, faded away into the countryside. Because they all thought that Jesus Christ, if he is this Messiah, as he goes into Jerusalem, he's going to raise up this army. He's going to do something awesome. He's going to kick the Romans out. He's going to sit on the throne, and it's going to be awesome. You know what I mean? Okay, well, guess what? The Lord is going to rule and reign. Amen? He is going to set up that kingdom, and it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome, and we need to be excited about that. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what he was here for that first time around. Amen? People expected it, but the Lord God had something else in mind. Amen? Who's all right with being on the Lord's agenda? Amen. That's what we're here for, right? And sometimes we get discouraged, we get distracted, we get depressed, man, because we think the Lord should be our genie in the bottle. You know? It's not like that, man. We're here for him. Amen. And we're not always going to get what he's doing. His ways are above our ways. Amen. But he's perfect and you ain't. Amen. God is good, right? Now, I don't know about you cats, but America, I like America. I think that we've got the best government going. That's how I feel about it. Matter of fact, in times past, all freedom-loving people in the world would follow our roadmap, would follow the template. And what was that template in times past? It was the Word of God. It was the Bible. That's how this government was set up, man. If you go back and research the founding fathers and what they said about the Bible, they had tons of respect for that word. Amen. But as we've drifted away from that Bible, here we are in the mess that we're in right now. You know what I mean? So governments are flawed. This is the best one going as far as I'm concerned, and it ain't nowhere near perfect. Amen. Governments are flawed because governments are run by people, and people can be awful selfish, right? Matter of fact, now let's look at James 3:16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exists, okay, sound like anybody you might know? Any politicians? No, we can't judge folks, but see, here's the thing, man. People in power are just like me and you, man. They can be awful selfish. You know what I mean? And they can abuse that power. And they can forget about the little man. But see, when we live a life where it's not about the Lord, we live a life where we put the Bible on the coffee table and we leave it there, or we go hide it when certain people come over, or we don't want to talk about it because we don't want to offend people, and we don't read it, we certainly don't follow it, guess what? We leave that in the background, we're going to be awful selfish. That flesh man is going to be able to run away with a lot more stuff that because we're not keeping them at bay. Amen? We're not reading this word. We're not letting the word guide us. Amen? Can I get a witness this morning? You see what I'm saying? So, we're in a pickle, man, in this country. We're in a pickle, okay? And this is what we got going on. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exists, there will be disorder and every vile practice. I think, we do got that. At the root of sin is selfishness. You know what I mean? I got this coming to me. I deserve this. You know what? I'm going to do this. It don't matter what no one else. That's at the root of it right there. Okay, so if you got a bunch of fat cats making a bunch of rules, guess what, man, that aren't following the Word of God, we're going to get in a bad place over time. Can I get a witness? Yeah. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. That selfishness leads to more and more wickedness. And look at our world. Look where you have this nation. Just look at our nation. Where it's gone in our lifetime. You know what I mean? Because that Bible's been left in the car. That Bible's been left on the hood of the car. You know what I mean? It's been left on the coffee table. We're not reading it. We're not following it. Amen. And the politicians, they're just like everybody else. You see what I'm saying? We all, as a people, got to get back to this Bible. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's read Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things. Is that true? Well, it's in the Bible, so it's true. But sometimes we read things in the Bible and we know they're true, but they can be awful painful. You know what I mean? But see, this is what we got going on, man, in our land, in our homes. You see what I'm saying? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Man, that's hardcore, bro. Let that sink in, man. This is why this nation needs the Lord. This is why we need the Lord. We need godly men and women to stand up for what's right in our homes and in our places of work. Amen. Y'all with me? The heart is deceitful above all things. If we read this and we let it sink in, we can see how this nation has got off track. Amen? And this is the best one in town. This is the best nation going. Amen? Can I get a witness? We know it's the truth. All right. Go with me to the next slide, guys. We're talking about letting the Lord rule and reign this morning. Amen? Can we do that? Not just talk about it, but can we do it? Can we let him be in charge? Amen, amen. Well, see, back then, they were looking for that Messiah, just like Israel's looking for him now, to come in and set up that earthly kingdom. And that day is going to happen, and that's something that we need to be excited about. Amen? It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a massive, amazing jam. Look at Revelations 11 and 15, part B. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord. Man, that's awesome. That is awesome, man. One day, every tear is going to get wiped away. One day, every wrong is going to be righted. Amen. And it's going to be wonderful. But that day is not today. But we still have a job to do. Amen. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. That's good news, man. This ain't going to be a four-year thing. This ain't going to be an eight-year thing. This is a forever and ever thing. Amen? That's a long time. All God's people say, that's a long time. Well, thank you. Thank you. Isaiah 9 and verse 7. Of the greatness of his government. So he's going to rule and reign forever and ever and ever. And it's going to be just the way it's supposed to be. It's going to be great. All God's people said it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Stupendous even. Of the greatness of his government and peace. Doesn't that sound good? Peace? Not where people are saying peace, peace, and you know there really is no peace. Like things are just moving behind the scenes and everything's crazy and crooked. You know what I mean? But see, there's going to be a time and a place when we are going to have peace like we've never known. Amen? What we're doing right now is we're trying to get stoked up about what's in store for us. Amen. Are y'all with me? I'm talking about Jeremiah 29 verse 11 stuff right here. I'm talking about, hey, God has a wonderful plan for his children. Amen. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Okay. Titus 2:13. Waiting for our blessed hope. You guys waiting for this? You expectant this? Hey, when you're having a bad day, let your mind drift to the good stuff, man. You know, instead of letting yourself get discouraged, which is so easy to do, right? Focus on this awesome bit of news right here. Like what Paul is telling Titus here. Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus, man. It's all about Jesus. He's going to rule and reign. It's all about his program. It's not about what you want for Christmas. You know what I mean? Not about the perfect job or the perfect bonus, man. But we are saved people because of what Jesus Christ did. Amen? We're blessed. All right, let's go to the next slide here. Praise was awesome. For to us a child is born, To us a son is given. Is that good news for you guys? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Now, the Lord God, Jesus, he's going to rule and reign forever and ever and ever, and it's going to be awesome, it's going to be good, and there's going to be peace, Brother Merrill. It's going to be wonderful. But see, the Lord, this is the meat and potatoes right now, okay? The Lord desires to be the head of our personal government. Does that make sense? We have to step down. Look at the monitor. You step down as a chairman of the board of your own heart. Amen? We're saved people. We accepted that precious gift, but we're not living in that place where the Lord wants us to live because we're still making all the big decisions. You see what I'm saying this morning? Instead of trusting in him, instead of living by what this Bible says, you know that we can save ourselves so much with painful consequences, so much pain. We can get rid of so much of that if we follow what that good book says. You know? But so often we want to be that selfish person. We don't say, hey, I'm a selfish dude. You know? But we want to do what we want to do. Amen? And then we have to reap those consequences. And it doesn't just affect you. It affects everybody around you. Amen? But see, the Lord God says, hey, you know what? I want to be in charge, man. I want to be in charge. I laid down my life for you. You're going to be so much better off if you let me make those decisions, if you seek me, you know what I mean, before you go out and do something stupid. Amen? Follow this good book. It's going to be a lot better. Well, think about how awesome your home would be, you know what I mean, if we would actually live by what the Bible says. I know that hurts, man, because it hurts me. A lot of times I do not do that. Amen? Tell the truth. Shame the devil. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. You know, the world's governments are falling apart. Amen? Well, why are the world's governments falling apart? Because they're ran by people. Amen? And people are flawed. People are selfish. People are cruel. It's about me first. Amen? Well, see, that's what's going on in you and me and everybody else. Does that make sense? The Lord says, hey, man, let me rule and reign. Let me change some stuff around. Let me be in charge. Amen? And it's going to get good. Can I get a witness? Romans 8 and verse 5. We got that? Oh, look at there. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. Is that true? That's true, man. When we don't yield to the Holy Spirit, when we don't live by this good book, we're going to try and appease this flesh man. And that's going to put us in a bad situation. And guess what? Did y'all know this? You cannot appease that flesh man. He wants more and more and more and more and more. And you're going to get deeper and deeper into a mess, man. And it's going to be harder and harder for you to get out of. Amen? Does that make sense, you guys? But see, we're a new creation, man. We're a new creation. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Amen? And that price is the precious blood of the Most High God, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. That's true. But those who live according to the Spirit, this needs to be us, amen? For those who live according to the Spirit, set their minds on things of the Spirit, amen? So like I said, we're that new creation in Christ, man. We need to focus on the things of things from above, godly things, pure things, amen? Because let me ask you this. You want to be a man pleaser? You want to be a God pleaser? He's the one that died for you. Amen. But it's awful hard sometimes, man, because our flesh wants to do things. We get ourselves in trouble. Amen. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15. This is an awesome verse. And he died for all. See, there it is again. He died for everybody. And he died for all. Male, female, Jew, Gentile, slave, free. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves. You see that right there? Jesus Christ laid down his life for you, for me. So it's about time where we let him take the reins. We let him take control of our lives. No longer live for your selfish ambitions. Amen? And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, for their sake, died and was raised. Next time we want to go and, you know, take back control, get back on the throne. We need to remember, hey, Jesus Christ laid down his life for me and for you. Amen? Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for just giving us that peace in our hearts, Lord, during this time. Lord, comfort those that have been through tragedy and loss, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we will truly put you first. Lord, that we will hunger, Lord God, not just in this time of year, but throughout the year, Lord, to put you on the throne and to keep you on the throne. That we won't just talk a good talk, but we will walk that walk, that we will be what you've called us to be, Lord. That we will reap the blessings of letting you rule and reign and be in control of our hearts. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I sure hope y'all sign up. There's the clipboard back there. Sign up for what you want to bring to our big feast next Sunday. This Sunday, we got so much going on. Next Sunday, we got the big feast directly after church. We got Stephanie Levins coming that Sunday. So here's the part where y'all can, you can bring something good. I feel kind of weird saying this, but I'm going to say it. Let's try and be on time or be early. I know that was coming, man. Yeah. But so much going on, man. If you can get here on time or early, that'd be great. You know, because Friendship Sundays, we all kind of get here a little later anyways because we're bringing food and stuff. So I'm just trying to give you a heads up. I ain't judging. You know, I love you guys.
We got Bible study, we got youth.